This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Democrats are defending the necessity of impeachment, even if President Trump is not removed from office, while Republicans are denouncing the integrity of the constitutional process. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler tells ABC's This Week the impeachment is necessary.
This president sought foreign interference in the 2016 election. He is openly seeking foreign interference in the 2020 election.
But Republicans are denouncing the integrity of the constitutional process. Also appearing on ABC's This Week, Senator Ted Cruz.
For weeks and months, they've been promising evidence of criminal conduct. They abandoned all of that and admitted that the evidence doesn't support all of their attacks that have happened before.
The House plans to vote Wednesday on two articles of impeachment, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Officials in Afghanistan confirmed Sunday the United States plans to withdraw thousands of troops from the country, insisting the move stemmed from a mutual understanding between the two allied nations. Sources in Kabul went on to tell VOA the drawdown process is expected to start in 3 months. There's been no official confirmation of that timeline. On Saturday, U.S. media reported that President Donald Trump's administration intends to announce as early as later this week plans to reduce the number of American forces in Afghanistan by around 4,000. A spokesman for Afghan President Ashraf Ghani insisted the troop reduction plan is not tied to the ongoing peace negotiations between Washington and the Taliban insurgency. Those negotiations are aimed at ending the 18-year-old war. Currently, around 13,000 U.S. troops are deployed to Afghanistan, where they're conducting counterterrorism missions and advising and training Afghan security forces battling the Taliban. You're listening to VOA News.